Hello, friends. Welcome. Tonight, you are listening to Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs coming to you from beautiful Marfa, Texas, which is an incredible art center. And we're here doing some research on our another new show called Incandescent Road Trip. So tonight, we are thrilled to be here with Dan Lombago. And that is the focus of course, 15 minutes of financial tips to start off your weekend. And Dan has just an amazing background. He is one of Rita's buddies at the CFP board. And we're just so excited to hear what they have to say about the future of financial planners. So I'm going to kick it over to you, Rita. Welcome, Dan, and take it away.
Thank you so much. So Dan, thanks so much for being here with us. I know that you are an institutional giving officer at the CFP Board Center for Financial Planning, but why don't you tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about yourself and your role?
Sure, happy to, and thanks to both of you for having me on tonight. Love the podcast. I've done some research. I didn't come with a sombrero, but I do have a beverage nearby. So thanks again for having me on. Yes, as you said, I'm the Institutional Giving Officer at the Center for Financial Planning, which is part of the CFP board. We like to say that we are the thought leadership and the philanthropic arm of CFP board. So we do things like conferences, original research, and of course, fundraising from RIAs and corporate financial services firms to advance the mission, diversifying the financial planning profession, bringing in new talent as young as college students, and also advancing knowledge for practice.
I love it. And as you know, I am a CFP pro, and I'm a huge supporter of the amazing work that you are doing at the Center for Financial Planning. So some people, believe it or not, Dan, don't know about the Center for Financial Planning. So would you be so kind as to tell us what it is and what you're up to?
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. Look, the financial planning profession is relatively young, right, compared to medicine and law and accounting. And then the center was only started in 2015. And it was really started because there was a need that people saw. There was a lack of diversity in the space, right? People of color and also women. And so diversity and inclusion is one major pillar of what the center does. The other is an aging demographic. Rita, you're not a good example here. You're very young and even younger at heart. But the rest of, you know, the 89,000 CFPs are getting up there in age. And so we need to replenish that going as early as high school, trying to drive people into the profession to earn their certification. And then again, the third is knowledge for practice, you know, things that financial planners can use to gain more professional development and better serve their clients.
Well, thank you so much for that. And I know part of your role at the center is a new program. And so why don't you tell us about the new program? I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, I you know, couldn't have written the question any better. Thank you. I started sort of mid-2020 and came in and immediately was tasked with revamping a program focused on RIAs, registered investment advisors, right? This large sort of middle segment of financial services firms. There's according to some research, there's over 17,000 RIAs out there. And if you're watching this podcast, you can see some very big companies' logos behind me. And the custodians and wirehouses, you know, broker dealers, those are great. And they've supported CFP board in the center, and we appreciate that. What we haven't done a good job of is reaching out to the RIAs, the independent sector, which can be relatively small shops or you know, larger companies that hold many billions of assets under management. So immediately I created, First, I assembled a group of brilliant advisors, such as yourself and many others that have decades in the space to advise me so that I position the new program correctly, position it so that it is a value add to RIAs. and RIA leaders. And we can also raise funds to support the center's initiatives.
Well, thank you so much. And in your short time, although it seems so much longer, because I know you started in 2020, what are you learning as you build relationships with RIA leaders across the country?
Yeah, no, it's fascinating, you know, and I've got a little bit of financial background. I came from EverFi before the CFP board, which, you know, focuses on K-12 financial literacy. But the RIA space is fascinating. It is growing and changing, and it's just a really exciting, you know, time for the space. Consolidation, mergers, acquisitions, just the organic growth of firms themselves is really interesting. What I'm learning, to your question, is that the CFP professionals with whom I talk all the time, that are leading these firms, like CEOs, are incredibly smart, caring. They have left other, you know, careers, maybe more lucrative, maybe not, but they do this because they like the long-term relationships that they develop, and they like helping people and families and generations through their financial planning advice. And so it's a great group to talk with every day, and advisors to work with. And I'm learning a lot, and the space is so dynamic, and there's so many large transactions happening that it's fun to be here.
So this is really an important question. We know that the custodians and the fintech firms are really important to the center. But why are RIAs important to the center?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it's a good point. So I mentioned there were some research tells us there's over 17,000 RIAs. Okay. And I also mentioned earlier that there's 89,000 CFP professionals. So if you just do the math, and knowing that, you know, a lot of times there's multiple people, multiple CFP professionals that work at the RIAs, the RIA space, that middle segment, accounts for tens of thousands of our 89,000 CFP professionals. So just on a numbers basis, it's very important. At the same time, they also, these RIAs, serve tens of thousands, if not millions, of clients, individuals, families. So registered investment advisors, you know, work with not so much working class. I think most of them specialize on a little bit further up the food chain, corporate executives, high net worth individuals. But so many of them want to give back to more middle class families. And so they provide financial planning advice to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of families. And for all these sort of big numbers reasons, they're an important segment to focus on.
Well, thank you for that. Now, this is exciting for all of our viewers and listeners. What's it like in the day in the life of Dan Lombago at CFP Board Center for Financial Planning?
Right. Well, you know, we talked about the weather earlier. So I try to get a Peloton ride in before the day starts. Sometimes that happens, sometimes not. But like I said, I talk with a number of CEOs who lead these RIAs, sharing what the center is all about. To your earlier point, a lot of them are not familiar with the center. Of course, they know about the CFP board, but they're not aware that we're doing so much to build the profession and to diversify the profession and to sustain it going forward. And once they learn that, they're, again, very smart people, and they love to give back. So, you know, you're a great example, Rita. You give so much of your time and your wisdom. And there's, you know, a number of people just like you around the country that want to give back so that other financial planners in the profession can have a, you know, successful career and help their clients. So that's how I spend my day. I talk with CEOs, share with them what the center's up to, ask them for their support, try to find ways that, you know, they want to engage a little more deeply with the profession. A lot of times that equates to supporting the diversity summit, you know, coming up in November. A lot of times that means joining the RIA Leadership Network, which is a brand new program. Sometimes they will agree to provide a lecture series, right, or a webinar, as you did, Rita, back in April. So thank you for doing that. So lots of ways to engage and give back and build a profession with the Center for Financial Planning.
No, well, thank you for that. And I think it's so important to give back, pay it forward, because I mean it, blessed to have discovered the discipline of personal finance and know that the work I do and every CFP pro does makes a tangible impact in the lives of our clients. How can people find out more about the RIA Leadership Network, and how can people contact you?
Absolutely. Please do. Please reach out. I'd love to share more of the details about the RIA Leadership Network and how you can join, and then the calendar of events that we have planned throughout the year. My phone number, I'm going to put my phone number out there on the airwaves and just, you know, see what happens. By phone, 914-224-3066. By email, dlimbago, so D-L-I-M-B-A-G-O, at cfpboard.org. You can also find us at our website, cfp.net, or letsmakeaplan.org. And, you know, you go to the center website, which is, again, the philanthropic and the thought leadership arm, and you can get in contact with us.
Well, thank you so much for spending margaritas and margaritas with us, and hope back to you.
Thank you so much, Rita and Dan. Just so thrilled to learning more about your organization and your industry. I think it's something that a lot of people are super curious about. And so, you know, bringing it to all of our listeners, all of your listeners, Rita, it's just wonderful. So happy Friday to you both. Happy margaritas to Margarita, coming to you poolside at the Hotel Paisano in Marfa, Texas, on the incandescent road trip research that we're doing today. So thank you both. Have a wonderful weekend, and tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, to listen to Lynn Evans. So Rita, tell us just a little bit about Lynn before we sign off.
So sure. So Lynn Evans is a female CFP pro who specializes in helping boomer women become more confident about their finances.
Lynn is just great. And we're so excited to bring more women to people's attention in the financial planning services sector. So Dan, Rita, thank you so much. Everyone, have a happy, happy weekend.
Thank you all.
And we'll talk to you all soon.